The Celestial Tarot, The Fool's Journey, Chapter 2, Through the Veil, The Hierophant Reversed from Inspiration to Desperation. Previously, in a quiet corner of the mysterious Museum of Forgotten Wisdom, the Observer discovered an ancient tarot deck radiating magic unlike anything they'd ever known. Drawn in, the Observer is dealt a card by the enigmatic deck itself, leading them to join the Fool's Journey, the card dealt to them. Together, the Fool and the Observer encounter the High Priestess, the Keeper of Hidden Knowledge, and then they face the Veil, an essential threshold on their quest for wisdom. There is the soft hum of distant chimes, layered with the faint sound of water dripping as if from an underground spring. The wind rustles quietly, and the sound of footsteps on the stone grows louder. The world is shifting once again, and the Observer finds themselves in a place of deep stillness. It is neither day nor night here, but something in between. A twilight that stretches across the horizon, casting everything in shades of silver and shadow. They continue to contemplate the next step of their journey in the realm of the High Priestess, a world that exists beyond time between the known and the unknown. The gentle ripple of water fades in as if a hidden pool lies just beneath the surface, and the High Priestess moves about, creating the sound of fabric rustling in the air. She then steps forward, her voice calm but more urgent this time. You've come far, but beyond this veil, the path grows more treacherous. Knowledge alone will not protect you. There are forces here that twist truth into doubt, that prey on the uncertain. Do not linger in the shadows, for they will become a part of you. Stay true to your journey, and remember the farther you go, the heavier the weight of each step. A faint hum comes from the veil, a low, almost imperceptible whisper, as if something is on the other side, calling to them. The High Priestess softly, almost to herself, says, "There is always a price, but not all are willing to pay that price." The Observer hesitates, feeling the weight of the Priestess, also known as Inanna to him, a weight to her words. Behind her, two towering pillars loom, one dark as the night, the other pale as the moon, and they're inscribed with symbols of a time long past, their meanings lost to the ages. Between these pillars, a heavy veil hangs, covered in ancient markings, hiding whatever truths lie beyond. "Are you truly prepared for what may lay ahead?" the High Priestess asks the Fool and the Observer. And the Fool says, "Well, can you tell us what lies ahead?" And the High Priestess says to both of them, "Well, in some realms, I am a goddess like this one. So direct intervention is limited, and I cannot tell you what is otherwise unknowable. Both of you are given agency in these matters. That means liberty and freedom, as well as doubts. And as a priestess expressing as a goddess in your realm, I am forbidden from direct intervention." The Observer stands before the veil, feeling the pull of curiosity, but also the weight of uncertainty. What does lie beyond it, they wonder. Will they be ready for the truths hidden there, truths that have been guarded by the High Priestess for eons? The Fool and the Observer's footsteps crunch on gravel as they take a step forward, their breathing steady but filled with anticipation. Without a word, the Observer steps closer to the veil. The soft glow of moonlight reflects off its surface, and for a moment, they think they see movement behind it. Shadowy forms, hints of forgotten worlds, and figures lost to time. But the truth remains hidden, waiting to be revealed. The whispering voices grow louder, but still indecipherable, as the observer hesitates once more, and the high priestess Inanna remains silent, her presence a quiet but constant reminder of the gravity of this moment. The high priestess says, "Every step you take is a step toward knowledge, but with knowledge also comes responsibility. Once you pull back that veil, there will be no turning back. Death itself may await you, as it did beyond veils that I myself passed through ages ago in my own underworld descent." Inanna is referring to the mythology where she went through the underworld in order to learn and confront more about death. The priestess, made manifest in this realm as a goddess, looks on with interest as the observer's hand brushes the surface of the veil, which rustles like silk, followed by a deep resonant hum as the air around them seems to shift. As the observer and the fool prepare to part and pass through the veil, the world shifts, and in the Museum of Forgotten Wisdom, the deck again shuffles and finally reveals a card. A card with a figure that is wise and beloved, but it is reversed. The card is of the Hierophant, typically depicting a wise spiritual figure seated on a throne wearing sacred robes and offering guidance and tradition to followers kneeling before him. He symbolizes order, spiritual authority, and the pursuit of higher knowledge. But the card is reversed, and this version of the Hierophant, a perverted mockery of the archetype, now manifests in the world of the tarot, the world that the fool and the observer now find themselves. The Hierophant, once a symbol of wisdom and tradition and free thought, now embodies tyranny and suppression. He is cloaked in darkness, chains bind him, radiating control where there should be only guidance. The observer's hand hovers over the veil, their breath catching in their throat. But before they can touch the veil, a sudden, sharp voice cuts through the stillness, harsh and commanding. It is full of authority. The sound of chains rattle in the distance as if from some unseen prison. And the antagonist, the reversed Hierophant, says, "Stop! What do you think you're doing? Do you really think the truth will bring you peace? Turn back now while you still can." The Hierophant, once a symbol of sacred order, now in reverse, corrupts the very foundations of knowledge to suit his will. In his eyes, authority is a weapon to maintain control and not to illuminate the path for others. There is the faint clink of a staff hitting the ground, his robes brushing against the cracked stone floor. The reversed Hierophant, thoughtful and cold, says, "They seek answers, but all they deserve is submission. The truth is only mine to shape." The heavy clink of chains grows louder as though tightening around something unseen, and the antagonist's voice becomes more forceful. And he says, "Curiosity is dangerous, and knowledge will only bring you pain." The clunking of chains grows even louder as though tightening around something and someone else, and the antagonist's voice becomes even more forceful. The observer freezes, their heart pounding. The voice is not familiar, but it carries the weight of authority, a warning laced with fear. The air grows colder, the shadows lengthen as if the antagonist's presence is beginning to seep into this realm. Even the fool's dog is disturbed. Inanna's voice cuts through the darkness, steady and unshaken, though quieter than before. "Fear is the enemy of truth," the high priestess says. "You must choose now, to turn back or to press forward. The path is yours alone to walk." The chains grow louder, but so too does the sound of the wind, as if urging the observer and the fool to act before it's too late. The reversed Hierophant stands as a towering figure, cloaked in heavy dark robes frayed at the edges, as if worn by time and corruption. His face, twisted into a permanent scowl, is framed by a beard streaked with silver. But looming behind the visage of a man is something otherworldly, something deathly, something cold that speaks of death and an end to all things, including free will. Chains hang loosely from his shoulders, clinking with every movement, symbols of the control he seeks to impose. In one hand, he grips a staff, but it is not a tool of guidance, but an instrument of power. His very presence feels oppressive, as though the air grows thicker and darker in his wake, and his disapproving gaze seems to pierce through, seeking to root out joy and imagination. The observer takes a deep breath, their hand trembling over the veil. The weight of the antagonist's words presses down on them, but Inanna's calm presence remains a beacon in this storm. The presence of the High Priestess serves as a reminder, a beacon in the storm, that the choice is theirs, knowledge or ignorance, truth or illusion. The veil rustles again as the observer grips it tightly, ready to pull it aside. The antagonist's voice grows more desperate, the sound of chains reaching a fevered pitch. You must stop! There is nothing for you here but pain. As the fool and the observer step forward, the observer feels it. This moment, this encounter with the reversed Hierophant, it could ripple far beyond their world, touching every deck, every realm, every person, where the balance between knowledge and power hangs in a delicate tension. A sudden silence as the veil is pulled back ensues. The air seems to rush inward as if the truth hidden behind the veil has been released. The fool and the observer had sensed it. If they lingered here, they risked something worse than simple resistance. The longer that they stood before the reversed Hierophant, the greater the danger that his negativity would seep into them, infecting their minds. They knew that they must press on, for if they stood there, they could risk carrying his voice within themselves long after they'd left him, until the voice became their own, turning them into the very thing that they resisted. With a rush of courage, the observer crosses the veil and steps into the void, and then they pause. It is they in some fantastical way, but a very real tandem, for they carry a small knapsack over their shoulder, a dog at their feet. The one who watched the fool now pauses, the realization dawning slowly, as though waking from a dream. There are no longer two, the observer, there is only one. They are one stepping forward. One feeling the pull of wonder. Today, the observer has done something remarkable, crossing the threshold, defying the antagonist, acting not only as a witness, but also becoming one with the fool. And while the reversed Hierophant, a twisted mockery of what he once was, seeks to blind them with doubt to steal their joy of the journey, the fool and the witness now merged. Now know that they will not listen. And for every soul who has been told you can't or you won't, the fool's journey continues through the veil and into the unknown where possibility lives. With a final defiant glance at the reversed Hierophant, the fool and the observer, now unified, step through the threshold, leaving behind the chains of doubt, ready to face whatever lies ahead. No longer two, but one, the observer's consciousness fused with the fool, forging a single figure with the strength to confront whatever might lie beyond.